Blog Talk Radio.
Father God. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Today is New Year's Eve. Glory to God. We're still here. Hallelujah. When you look back, hallelujah, on this year and see how far God has brought you, hallelujah, through the storm and the rain, the heartache and pain, the loss and everything, we thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Hallelujah. You came too far. Hallelujah.
He didn't bring you too
far to leave you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There is healing in the house. There is deliverance in the house. Hallelujah. In the name of peace in the house.
Yeah.
Whatever you need is in the house.
Yeah.
You don't have
Hallelujah.
To leave the same way you came in. Hallelujah. Glory to God, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to the shout today. I'm your host, Prophet T.J. Bell. I have my husband here with me. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the house. Hallelujah.
My God.
We didn't come too far for to think that you didn't leave us now. No, we didn't came too far all the way through 2020.
My
and here
Lord.
He is, Holy Spirit, ushering us on in to 2021.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lead us.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
We thank you for new day.
Yes.
We thank you for new provision.
Yes.
We thank you for new vision.
Yes.
We thank you for new health.
Yes.
We thank you for new strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We just want to say thank you for this
Lord.
Brand new day. And
yes.
thank you, Father God, for showing us that you're leading us into this brand new year.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the shout, everybody. If you're just now getting on, today we just thank God. We're not going to keep you long. We are traveling on the road, in the road right now. We thank God. So we're working on two systems. We didn't want to, miss the opportunity to get on. I know we told some people in Bible study last night that we weren't going to be able to get on the air today, but God said something different, so we're here today just thanking God, giving God our praise, glory, and honor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. If it had not been for God on our side, where would we be, everybody? Where would we be,
hallelujah,
from 2020 with everything that went on, hallelujah, where people lost so much, so many people lost their finance, their health, they lost family members, hallelujah. It was so much going on, and it was so many storms and attacks, hallelujah, in the year 2020, hallelujah. But I want you to know that God blessed us, hallelujah. God kept us, God saved us, hallelujah. While so many people were going through, God was blessing us. God kept us, hallelujah. Saved, hallelujah, because we're in his arms. The Bible says he has the whole world in his hands.
That's
and I
right.
want you to understand he has you. If he has the whole world, that doesn't leave you out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you can look back over this year, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just take a retrospective look. Is that the word I'm looking for?
That's right.
A retrospective look back
look.
And see what God has done for you, how far God has brought you, hallelujah,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of us just need peace, hallelujah. So I pray today, Lord God, that peace come and be still in the name
shout
of Jesus
right
Christ.
Now,
shout.
Retrospective look, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Anytime you look back, taking a retrospective look, I'm not talking about taking a look back and be sad about something that had already happened.
Okay.
I'm talking about look back and see the things that had already happened, and God had ushered you and brought you on through this, through hills, over mountains, and through valleys. And look where you're at right now.
Jesus.
You ought to shout. Hallelujah. You ought to shout.
Shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout.
Hallelujah.
Oh, cousin Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout to their glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes, right. Hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
To the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, serve
Jesus.
The Lord with gladness. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let
yes.
us exalt his name, for he
yes.
is good. Good and mercy will endure forever. I can't thank
Amen.
You enough, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord. I thank
yes,
you. I thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
Happy
you,
New Year. Happy New
Happy
Year.
New
God
year.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. May God continue to be your strength as the Holy Spirit urges us in. Those that believe, hallelujah, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is doing a
hallelujah.
New thing. Hallelujah. You know, just receive it. You know, believe it and receive it. Don't just believe and don't receive. You know, because if you believe and don't receive, that means you really don't believe at all. You know, so if you believe it, then you shall receive it. Being in the mindset of expecting. Cousin Dorita, open up your mouth and give God praise, our glory, and a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You done brought me all the way down to 2020. Heavenly Father, let 2021 be a better year for me, Father. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this line. Thank you, Lord. I enjoy it. I can't wait to get on there. I'm sorry I missed yesterday. I was getting so many calls for my birthday till I couldn't get on the line. I just thank the Lord for being here. Thank you. I want you to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Happy birthday. Yes, we missed you on yesterday. I know yesterday was your birthday, so let us wish you a happy birthday from me and my husband, the Gospel Public Ministry.
Thank you.
May God add good years to your life. May God work miracles, hallelujah, in your healing in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not much of a singer. My husband say I am, but we're going to sing a little happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't we need it? Don't we need it? So we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the fruits of the Spirit has taken root in us and manifesting right now by our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. The devotional read as follows. As we come to the close of another year, I encourage you to meditate on the positive aspects of your life. Focus on a loving Savior who died to grant you eternal life, walking streets of pure gold, and on his Spirit who empowers you to display the character of Christ. Open the word of God and let it come alive in your life. Hallelujah. Let it take root in your soul. The peace that comes from above is like no other. It is a peace that suffers long and offers calm where chaos has been. Amen. Guard your joy. Hallelujah. Happiness is fleeting, but the love of the Lord and the favor of God lasts a lifetime. Amen. Cherish each day for the priceless gift that it is you all. Time is running short. Gabriel's trumpet could sound at any moment. And when we who are alive in Christ could be called upon to meet him in the sky. Nothing else needs to take place in biblical prophecy to prepare this earth for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to meet your Savior face to face? That is a question. If not, close out this year by asking God to forgive your sins and make your path straight. Amen. And when you have set these things right with your Savior, live, love, and be happy, doing good to others. There is no better way until you are basking in the presence of the Most High God. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God you all. Be encouraged. And sometimes the song said you got to encourage yourself. The Bible says encourage yourself. Be by the word of God, when you're feeling low, when you're feeling down, when you feel like you can't go on, when you feel like giving up, read the word of God. It will give you that boost. It will strengthen you. Hallelujah. We're talking about the word of God, the supernatural strength, hallelujah, that is found in the word of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank you, Father God, right now. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for one more time. We thank you for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And, oh, Lord, rain down on your children, your blessings on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, give us clarity, oh God, of what to do coming in the upcoming year for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us prosper what we put our hands to do for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can declare today, hallelujah, that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, that we're made whole and new, hallelujah, and complete in the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're washed down and through by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we're new, hallelujah, we're walking in our newness today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is you that justified us. It is you that redeemed us. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It is you that sent your only begotten Son to save us. And we thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is you that protected us. It is you that have kept us. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Through the whole year 2020, we thank you that you healed our bodies.
Yes,
oh, Lord, we thank you that you kept our children, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you kept our family members and loved ones, oh, God. We thank you, Father God. Even right now, oh, God, as we come touching and agreeing, Father God, it is you, Father God, that is delivering us from whatever it is that's been plaguing our bodies. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for the anointing.
Yes.
For the Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage, that we are free and that we are free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. We come to Zion this day to receive the blessings from you, Father God. And we receive the blessings of Zion right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We command the walls of Jericho to come down right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The wall of Jericho, sickness, disease, ache, pain, and discomfort, past hurt and pain, financial strife, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory right now that we are victorious in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you and we love you.
Yes,
Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. As we go into this new year, 2021, Father God, we just want to say thank you that it's already good. We thank you, Father God, that you've already made a way in 2021. We thank you, Father God, that we don't have to worry or fear because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, hallelujah, but of a sound mind and love and power. Right. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the power of the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to let my husband say a few things here before we wrap up. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes, God bless everyone. Have yourself a happy new year.
Yes.
Going into this 2021, I want to leave you with one thing that I want every single one 2021, and that's be thirsty and be hungry for the Lord. Because when you find yourself in that place of being thirsty and hungry, you can find this in Matthew chapter 5. Being thirsty, that's that place where you receive power that you never even understood. That's where the power comes from. That's where the anointing of God comes from, is being thirsty and being hungry. Remember when Jesus said, you know, I thirst. See, that's what we want. That's for you to do the same thing. Be thirsty and be hungry for the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will see things that like you never, ever seen before in your life through Christ Jesus. Amen. We love you. Have a happy new year.
Have a happy new year. Yes, we thank God you all. Remember, tomorrow we start our 40 days of prayer, coming to agreement, praying for every nation, praying for our families, 40 days, trusting God, believing God in this season as we've been going stronger and stronger. We don't go and get weak. We go and get strong. And hallelujah. So as we go in, hallelujah, we get stronger and stronger as we go in. And we just thank God for the new right now. We thank God for the more, the new, the more. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. But on tomorrow, we're going to start 9 p.m. instead of 6 a.m., starting off our 40 days for the new year. We'll be on at 9 p.m. at the 732-434-2510 number. So join us at 9 p.m. tomorrow for the new year, and then after that we'll be on at 6 a.m. for the 40 days, and ask God what fast he wants you to be on at this time. And so we thank you. We thank God for you for one more time. Oh, God, it's been a good year, I tell you that, for me. I'm accounted just like that,
yeah.
Counted all joy. It's goodness. All things new, and
right.
It's definitely been that for me and my husband. All things new. God bless you. I thank God for you, Cousin Brenda Gill, Cousin Dorita Jones, Evangelist Kimberly Redford, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, my mother, Cap Dillard, Auntie Ruthie May, some of Marlisha Carter, so many people that have joined, Valencia, Elizabeth Allen, so many people, Brother Lawrence, Sister Connie Northern, so many people have been with us, Sister Jackson and our grandmother Helen, my mother-in-law, Kathy Hudson, so many who have joined us and been with us, Jamel Henderson, our children. Just so much has happened, and God has truly blessed us through all that has went on in 2020. It's definitely been a blessing. I've seen miracles being worked.
Right.
I've seen people being healed, delivered, and set free. I've seen God make a way out of no way. There seemed to be no way right in the nick of time when we stayed in that place of trusting God and believing God, having faith in God to do it, and staying in that place, and God worked that thing out for our good. So I'm just so grateful, you all. You all be blessed. Remember, stay in that place of trusting and believing God, no matter what the enemy try to speak to you or do to you, or what has been done or not done. Stay in that place of believing and trusting God, and have faith in the one that has saved you, the one that has delivered you, the one that has set you free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you all be blessed. One more time, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Be safe. Be safe. And we look forward to praying with you all on tomorrow for the new year at 9 p.m. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. And we're on the road. So we thank God for traveling grace and mercy. We're still on the road right now and all this rain. But we thank God for you. We love you. God loves you more. Have a good day and a happy, happy new year from me and my husband.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
From the Manning. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face.